About a year ago, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management issued an agreement with New Exit leaders that prohibited oil and gas development around Teshekpuk Lake, which is located in the northeastern corner of the Natural Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The goal was to mitigate the harm that the ConocoPhillips Willow project would have on caribou, a crucial subsistence resource for New Exit residents. But last month, the Department of the Interior, which oversees BLM, canceled that agreement, saying it wasn't properly issued in the first place. In turn, New Exit's leadership filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, arguing that the cancellation was illegal.
We're fighting to protect the area and think about the caribou.
George Tukak-Sailuk is the president of New Exit's Kupik Corporation. He says the cancellation was disappointing and damaged the trust of New Exit residents.
By pulling that right away off, it's just like they're throwing us away. Not listening to the community.
Department of Interior officials declined to comment, citing the pending litigation. When BLM approved the controversial Willow Project in 2023, one condition was mitigating the harm on Teshekpuk caribou herd. And BLM signed a right-of-way agreement with New Exit to meet that condition. Sailuk says that New Exit residents are careful when they consider development projects so close to their home. But the promise of additional protections for caribou helped more residents to get on board with Willow.
We will support development in our area as long as we kind of work together to balance such as what we're doing here with a right-of-way.
But the Department of Interior said that the federal law does not authorize such conservation measures. The department indicated that they expect to hold lease sales this winter, which may include the area around Teshekpuk Lake. New Exit leadership says they might consider legal avenues to protect the area, but no decision has been made yet. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.